Welcome back to the Skulls Cast. My name is Kaz.
This is Medibot.
And this is episode 52, wherein Medibot and myself review the green cards of the new set, Return to Ravnica.
Ravnica, green. Green cards. Let's start off with the biggest green card I can think of right now, because it's in front of me. World Spine Worm. 8 and triple green for a 15-15 worm with trample. When World Spine Worm dies, put 3 5-5 green worm creature tokens with trample onto the battlefield. When World Spine Worm is put into a graveyard from anywhere, shuffle it into its owner's library.
Alright, so we have the anti-reanimation clause on our gigantic creature, the second 15-15 to ever be printed.
Yes. This one, less smaller CMC.
Yeah, a mere 11, yes. Rather than the full-on 15. Thank you, Emma. Jeez.
Giant huge. I'm huge and giant. Huge, huge, huge. When I die,
yeah.
I split into 3 parts.
Each of them quite large.
Each of them also pretty big.
Like, it doesn't actually die when it dies.
It tramples, they trample, we trample, he, she, it tramples.
This feels more like a thought experiment than a creature.
Who dares cast the 11 mana?
One designer looks over at the other and is like, okay, what is the biggestest creature that we can make in green for 11 mana? It's gotta be huge.
It's gotta be massive. Look at it. It just looks like a feature rather than a living thing, almost. Except that it's got like a mouth coming out of a mouth coming out of a mouth.
It's very Hellion-like in design. Also, I don't know where the spires in the background are coming from or going to. It's hard to tell that we're on Ravnica, is what I'm saying.
It is. Giant Worm.
Huge!
Huge. Speaking of huge, our next card is Wild Beastmaster. 2 and a green for a 1/1 human shaman. Whenever Wild Beastmaster attacks, each other creature you control gets +X/+X until end of turn, where X is Wild Beastmaster's power.
This is pretty bad.
This is a little bad.
Not very good.
I think some people have been trying to use it.
That's foolish. Like, Civic Saber doesn't do it. You need some crappy enchantment.
Like, I guess Rancor would be
okay. Oh, wait. No. I know how to make this card good.
How do we make it good?
We copy it with Quicksteel Gargantuan. Or Quicksilver Gargantuan. There it is. Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Because it's that, card except also a 7/7.
Yes. That would be a card.
That was a fun card.
It was kind of a fun card. This is jump,
fun fact, this came up in a discussion thread recently. When its ability resolves, it uses whatever Wild Beastmaster's current power is. Beastmaster is no longer on the battlefield, it uses last known information. Try dismembering Wild Beastmaster for a fun time.
Or even freaking dousing it.
Yeah.
Fire hose? Hydro Surge?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
everyone drinks from the fire hose today.
Oh, how does this work? We don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, this card seems like it almost becomes a liability if you attack with it.
Boosting power is not cheap, but reducing power is comparatively cheap.
Yeah, Blue gets that for free half the time. What the hell, Blue? Let's have some presents. What kind of presents? Death's presents. 5 and a green for an enchantment. Whenever a creature you control dies, put X +1/+1 counters on target creature you control, where X is the power of the creature that died.
Wait, 6 mana for this? I read that as 3.
Oh, that's 6. Yeah, that's not quite as
horrible.
Good. At 3 mana, I'd be like, yeah, play this card. At 6 mana, it's like, huh. Well, then again, at 6 mana, you've got your creatures out, and this wants your creatures to die.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, but even still.
Doing this weird pre-scavenging for you. And I guess it also sort of chains out, because, like, you put it up, the counters on a guy, and then when that guy dies, you sort of get his counters back.
Yeah, because it's boosting the power of the next thing that would...
So as long as you can keep some creatures around, your power stays around forever? Until they just arrest your huge guy and you pray for a sack outlet?
Or how about you don't, like, draw your creatures and your this thing in the right order?
Yeah.
And so where you should be playing, like, a dragon, you're playing this instead.
Yeah.
And adding almost nothing to your battlefield.
Hmm.
In a lot of cases, just regenerating all of your creatures would serve the same purpose, but better.
Hmm. You have more total bodies.
Yeah.
Next card is Mana Bloom. X and a green for an enchantment. Enters the battlefield with X charge counters on it. Remove a charge counter from Mana Bloom, add one mana of any color to your mana pool, activate this ability only once each turn. At the beginning of your upkeep, if Mana Bloom has no charge counters on it, return it to its owner's hand.
So it's sort of a ramp spell?
It's this weird double reverse ramp spell that can be used once a turn, but it can be used during your turn and the opponent's turn. And I guess if you really want it to, you can use it to make your 4-drop on turn 3? By giving up your 2-drop, essentially.
Yeah, number 2 serves the rampant growth slot. Yeah. It keeps... I mean, what if you just want to cast enchantments again and again for some reason? Like an enchantress. That'd be alright.
You can cast it for zero. You know, X is zero.
Yeah, X is zero. Just be like, oh, mana bloom. Mana bloom, mana bloom. And then at the beginning of your... Yeah, so you can't do anything too crazy with that.
Yeah, just once.
I think it's too complex for its own good.
Think so?
Yeah.
It's got counters, and it comes back, and there's rules about when you can use it. You know, rules.
And then all for a rampant growth, you know?
Yeah. It's this weird double reverse rampant growth. Ah, no. Next up, speaking of double reverse, Urchweaver. 5 and double green for a 5/5 spider with reach and trample.
7 for that?
Yep.
Ugh. What is that man doing?
Hanging out.
No. It looks like he's there to ask the spider a question.
The perspective on this piece is sort of weird. I think he's directly under the spider.
He is, but it's like he's looking up at it. It's like, hello,
Mr.
Spider.
No, he's definitely looking down.
No, I'm going to pretend he's looking up.
Okay.
Because he's basically a shadow. And he's looking at the spider and up. And so he's like, excuse me, Mr. Archweaver, why do you have one defensive ability and one aggressive ability? Those abilities don't work together at all. I wonder what you have to say about that. And then Archweaver's like, yo, I'm a spider.
Archweaver doesn't say anything. He's a giant fucking spider. He's a 5/5. Holy shit. That's a big spider. He's not going to talk. He's going to just, like, hang out. Yeah, his abilities don't work well together, and you're paying 7, but 5/5 is big, I guess.
Thank you for telling me that, Mr. Spider. Good day.
Next card, Brush Strider. 1 and a green for a 3/1 beast with vigilance.
Whoa!
3/1. Yo, this guy is nuts. Ugh, and really weird. And sometimes it's just going to break you over its back.
Yeah, what the hell is happening to creatures nowadays? Ooh, let me tell you about this sequence from my pre-release, because I was actually running Brush Strider because it could block centaurs, and I was out of creatures.
Mm.
Like, even though this is really not the kind of card that I want in a deck, because one damage is easy to come across, and there's lots that can go wrong with running Brush Strider, but... As far as Goblin Pikers go, it was downright excellent. So the sequence went something like me with turn 1 land, turn 2 Brush Strider, and turn 3 Grizzly Salvage into discard my Slitherhead, and suit this guy up with a counter and attack.
Oh, nut.
And suddenly... suddenly, my opponent's in a world of hurt and under an insane amount of pressure.
Yeah.
It can at least block centaurs.
He interacts profitably with centaurs.
Yeah.
Seems okay.
Rather good. Solid.
Solid.
This is about as solid as a 2-mana X1 can be.
Hmm. Well... speaking of cards that are solid, let's move on to one that is liquid. Gobbling Ooze. For a green for a 3/3 ooze. Green, sacrifice another creature. Put a +1/+1 counter on Gobbling Ooze.
So green gets the best sac outlet? That's kind of weird.
Ooze eats things. Simic. Ooze! Slimes. Giant gets huge, is a sack outlet. Seems alright.
Yeah, he's okay. Kind of late for a sack outlet to come out, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he can eat the guy who got arrested. That's about it, though.
Next up is Savage Surge. One and a green for an instant. Target creature gets +2/+2 until end of turn. Untap that creature.
You know what a surprise spidery grasp was?
Yes.
This is, I think, a bigger surprise.
Yes. It's 1 mana less.
Yeah.
And gives just as much power.
That's right. There's lots more that you can do at instant speed nowadays. And in green. So it's not like they're going to have a read on the Savage Surge either. There's a lot of other stuff it could be.
Are you going to play around that starting turn 3?
Yeah, yeesh. Now, this is basically a removal spell, and sometimes even better.
Next card is Seek the Horizon. 3 and a green for a sorcery. Search your library for up to 3 basic land cards, reveal them, and put them into your hand, then shuffle your library.
Man, why I ever considered playing this in my deck, I have no idea.
Not sure.
And I'm like, wait a minute. So what I do is I turn 4, get way too many lands in my hand?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess if you need to make your 7 drop?
Yeah, about that. My opponent is beating me down with a Brush Strider right now, and has been for 2 turns.
Minimally dressed lady in the picture isn't going to help you with that problem.
Maybe what she's really seeking is some clothes.
Yeah, she's like, my favorite tailor closed down, I gotta find a new one.
Because she is definitely looking in the opposite direction of the horizon.
Yeah.
So that's, like, not what she is
seeking. The sun is way back. Well, she's seeking it, she hasn't found it yet. She's working on it.
What if she's just really dumb?
We're an equal opportunity employer. Speaking of equal opportunity employment, next card is Oak Street Innkeeper. 2 and a green for a 1/2 elf. As long as it's not your turn, tapped creatures you control have hexproof.
There are not enough terrible things that I can say about this card. This is bad in every possible way, except that there is a dog somewhere in the picture.
There's a dog. That dog really doesn't want to be here, though.
Really? I thought he looked happy. No, he's like
he's happy because someone just gave him some bacon.
Well,
not because he likes being here.
It looks like he's running towards the back of the lady. Is this an inn for dogs? That would make this card make a lot more sense.
Maybe it's an inn for dogs.
She is keeping an inn for dogs.
On Oak Street. This is a very silly card.
It's so impossibly
tremendously
awful.
Silly. I guess it protects your attacking creatures from sorcery speed removal.
The sorcery speed removal that's available is already pretty bad. And in the meantime, you're spending 3 mana on a squire.
Yeah. When my opponent dropped this, I was pretty happy. I'm like, okay. 3 mana, not a centaur. You got it.
Hooray!
Gonna just keep on getting in there with my Rakdos Cackler, I guess.
Also, except for the dog, the illustration is beyond horrible.
Miserable.
I am embarrassed for the game of Magic that shit like this keeps happening. So screw you guys for printing this retrograde, awful, nonsense, garbage piece of shit.
Well, maybe you'll be a little happier with our next code, Slime Molding. X and a green for a sorcery. Put an XX green ooze creature token onto the battlefield.
No, I think slime molding is what's happening in my bathroom, and I have to go get the bleach. The only good part about this card is the sweet hat in the center of the frame.
This card is from Innistrad!
Yes, it is.
Oh my god! Hat detected! Sound the hat alarm! Innistrad graveyard out detected!
Whabam!
I'm on to you, Marco Nello, if that is your real name.
Also, it's worse than worm calling. Moving on.
Next card. Axebane Guardian, 2 and a green for a 0/3 human druid with defender. Tap to add X mana in any combination of colors to your mana pool, where X is the number of creatures with defender you control.
The next overgrown battlement.
Yes.
Okay, so why is this guy not a plant wall, and instead a human druid? Why does he have defender? Why is he sitting there kind of freaked out and surprised that there are...
No, that's not him. That's the guy he caught. The actual creature is not in frame.
But it says the creature type human druid.
Right, and this is some human jerkwad who walked into the plant wall that the druid summoned.
Okay, well, why is it terribly backlit?
Magic art direction?
Hoo-ha.
Next card. Gatekeeper Vine. 1 and a green for a 0/2 plant with defender. When Gatekeeper Vine enters the battlefield, you may search your library for a basic land card or a gate card, reveal it, put it into your hand, then shuffle your library. I like it.
Gatekeeper Vine. No, he's alright.
Yeah, he's fine.
I'm still baffled by Axebane Guardian. Like, what is he... How is he the Bane of Axes? What
is he guarding against? Axebane is like the name of some order, I think.
Oh, that's just lame, then.
Because there's one other card with Axebane on it that's actually our next card. So it's like a forest or a special club. Yeah, it's in the flavor text, the sentient forest known as Axebane.
Oh, god damn it.
Sentient forest known as Axebane. Next card, Axebane Stag. 6 and a green for a 6/7 elk. Because, elk's a creature type. Yeah, this comes up sometimes.
Guess it's just an elk.
It's a big ol' elk.
Kind of a big... It's more like a moose. Like, 6/7 is, I think, moose size.
With their
Maybe
bites
they could
and their
make
antlers.
That an official thing. Like, 6/7 is what we call a moose, the same way that a 3-mana 2/2 is what we call a gray ogre. So just from now on, the 7-mana 6/7 is going to be a moose.
Yeah, except we have elk as a creature type, but not moose.
Elk and moose.
Pretty nasty. Next card. Urban Burgeoning. Green mana for a aura that enchants a land. Enchanted land has untap this land during each other player's untap step.
Yo, I enchant it with the land that also has underworld connections on it.
Pow! Yeah, now you're cooking with gas.
Yeah.
You got your 3-card.
Aside from that, there's not much use to this. I guess other than throwing it on like your Cabal coffers or Tolarian Academy.
Putting it on a land that does extra bonus stuff is fun.
Yeah, really you should just be running what's her name? Something Born Muse.
Seedborn Muse.
Seedborn Muse? Really? Yeah. Seeds?
Seedborn Muse. Yeah, I've run that in my in Main Joke Expert. It's great. Yeah,
you do. Because it's the right card to run, and this is the wrong card to run.
This is the wrong card.
And next up is the worst card ever.
But also the best card, but also the worst card. Towering Indrik. 3 and a green for a 2/4 spider beast with reach.
So fuck all of you! Anyone who had anything to do with the printing of this card should be fired or quit or just go home. This is a rank imposition. This is apostasy. The sea of pasta. I'm so mad at this. I can't even be mad enough at this. I'm having a hard time getting angry as like sounding as angry as I actually am at the printing of this card. Oh, so giant spider wasn't good enough for our core set anymore, but well, wouldn't you know it, we still need it around, so we're going to print it in Return to Ravnica under a different name. Just so that we can have it out of the core set. Just so that we can have a completely different core
set.
We're
going to be putting lots of people in core sets over this card.
Grumble. That said, it is... I ran two of it.
It's like I ran my one that I opened, and I would have run more because he's kind of good. Blocks centaurs, blocks lots of stupid little flyers, is generally hard to deal with, comes in at a good cost, does all of those wonderful things that Giant Spider always did for us, and we loved it for him.
We love you, Giant Spider. Next card,
extremely derpy looking beast nonsense.
Intrigue. Next card is Rubbleback Rhino. 4 and a green for a 3/4 Rhino with hexproof.
Wait, this card exists? I've never seen this.
Oh yeah, Rubbleback. I ran it. Against the guy with stab wound.
Rubbleback Rhino. Rubbleback. I guess you're paying one more mana and getting one more toughness compared to the
Rubbleback Rhino.
Compared to the thing from the core set.
Yeah.
Plain old beast. Hexproof beast. What's that thing's name?
Some idiot green card.
Yeah, who knows. Anyway, this thing really profitably blocks centaurs, so probably pretty good.
He's a winner. I was making my 5-drop this guy, and I was enjoying it. Next up is Giant Growth reprint. And after that comes Aerial Predation. 2 and a green for an instant. Destroy target creature with flying. You gain 2 life.
So it's basically worse than Plummet, but, you know, sometimes a worse Plummet is what you need. And... Mm. He sighted in, and... Oh no, Hypersonic Dragon, bam!
Get
Zukar
out!
Zukar Hellkite, do not go to your attack step! That kind of thing. And for that, we have Aerial Predation. Terribly backlit, what the hell?
Terrible backlighting, overall rubbish art.
Yeah, what's even happening in that?
Looks like bad 90s CG. I would have expected to see something like this in a reboot.
It's kind of watery looking for a reboot. Like, everything's really glistening.
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars, yes.
This is Beast Wars art.
That is totally robbed from Beast Wars.
Yeah, Wizards was making a Beast Wars CCG. It was in development, but it was never released.
Man,
but they're using
need...
some of the art from it next card.
Yeah,
Chorus of Might. 3 and a green for an instant. Until end of turn, target creature gets +1/+1 for each creature you control and gains trample.
So what we need in Aerial Predation is an altar of this card that has the bumblebee in it. What was that thing's name?
Waspinator?
Waspinator. Waspinator! And then, yes, and then Waspinator will be caught by the thing that is there. Chorus of Might! Gains Trample. That's terrible. We already have Giant Growth and Savage Surge. Why do we need this?
Oh, because it gives it trample.
For each creature you control? Oh, that's going to be bad. This is going to be like, you have one creature left and you're stuck with this in your hand and not enough mana to cast, and you're like, my life is horrible. Why didn't I just play Giant Growth? Oh, wait, I didn't open any. I am in despair.
Misery. And lastly, we have one of the hardest questions in the set. Centaur's Herald. Green mana for a 0/1 Elf Scout. 2 and a green, sacrifice Centaur's Herald. Put a 3/3 green centaur creature token onto the battlefield.
More often than not, the way I would play with this was to have the Herald block and then do the sack to make a centaur, rather than try and, like, activate before blocking the 2/2, because there was just other unanswered stuff going on the other side.
Mm.
And it didn't make much of a difference either way. I mean, that 2/2 was basically removed by the presence of my centaur after that point, and things just came right around. It's a rather good card, and one of the reasons that
seems
we keep warning you about the 3/3s, you are going to get overwhelmed by centaurs if you don't have ways of dealing with centaurs.
Rest in peace, Medibot.
Also, she's like, yo, okay, check this out. Sometimes there's a centaur, and then you look behind her, and it's like, there's totally a centaur.
Yeah.
It's about to run her through. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Well, the centaur doesn't really see her there. It's like, oh, someone cleared a pathway, and just, like, runs through and tramples her. It's like, oh, gee, I'm really, oh,
hey,
dang.
Hey, so no, someone paid bad. 3 green. I was here, you know? It's like, you pay 3 green, here I am. Wuzzah! I'm a centaur. So what do we think of green?
What do we think of green? It's full of...
It's full of a lot of terrible backlighting.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Axebane Guardian exists, but I hate all of the little detail facts about him.
Yeah.
Costing 3, only having 3 toughness, being a human druid instead of a plant wall. Art that is weird. It's like the guy who is the human druid is there looking at roots like, what is this? What? I don't get it.
I don't understand. What are roots? What is mana? How do I tap to add it to my pool? Yeah, we got a whole lot of goofy stuff and then, like, just some pretty alright numbers coming out.
Yeah. I mean, for every goofy card, there's, like, Brush Strider, I Am Ruthless Efficiency, Savage Surge. I will trick everyone. Centaur's Herald. I am very difficult to play with and around, and the reward is great.
Rumbleback Rhino.
Yo, sometimes there's a centaur, and sometimes there's skulls.
Skulls.